This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday the suspect in the fatal shooting at a high school in the southeastern state of Georgia had been interviewed more than a year ago by local law enforcement officials in connection to threats made online of a school shooting. The FBI says Colt Gray and his father were interviewed by investigators from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. His father told the investigators he had hunting guns in the house, but said his son did not have unsupervised access to the weapons. The younger Gray, who was 13 years old at the time, denied making the threats. The now 14-year-old Colt Gray has been identified as the person who opened fire at Appalachia High School in the town of Winder, killing two other 14-year-old classmates and two teachers. Nine others were injured in the shooting. Gray surrendered that day, was confronted by a sheriff's deputy, and was arrested. Authorities say Gray will be charged and tried as an adult. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election.
We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. A U.S. judge on Wednesday ruled that a temporary block on a legalization program for immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens could remain in place. The Biden administration opened applications last month for the Keeping Families Together program, which offers a path to citizenship to around 500,000 immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally if they are married to U.S. citizens. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. The U.S. on Wednesday dismissed concerns that criminal charges brought against Hamas leaders in connection with the October 7th attack in Israel would complicate ongoing negotiations to reach a Gaza ceasefire deal in return for the release of hostages held by Hamas. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Thrower has this report.
Six Hamas leaders were indicted in connection to the October 7 attack in Israel by the U.S. Department of Justice. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Three of the indicted Hamas leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, Marwan Issa, and Mohammed Deif, are believed to have been killed by Israel. The three remaining include the group's top leader, Yahya Sinwar, who is key to ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire in return for a hostage release agreement. Patsy Whitaker-Thrower, VOA News, Washington.
A teenage boy says he escaped a near-death experience aboard a small boat with 80 migrants in northern France on Tuesday in an attempt to cross the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn has more.
15-year-old Khalid, a migrant from Eritrea, could have died on Tuesday.
It was a nightmare for me. I won't forget that.
He was on a boat with dozens of others trying to cross the English Channel into Britain, but escaped, saying he didn't feel safe. Later that day, at least 12 migrants died when that dinghy capsized, making it one of the deadliest cross-channel migrant accidents in years. A local French official said the victims were mainly from Africa, with many from Eritrea, and that children were among the dead. The channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, and currents are strong.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A damning report released Wednesday on a deadly London high-rise fire says decades of failure by government, regulators, and industry turned Grenfell Tower into, quote, a death trap. The 2017 blaze killed 72 people, making it the deadliest fire on British soil since World War II. The years-long inquiry says there was no single cause of the tragedy. It says residents were let down by dishonest companies, weak or incompetent regulators, and complacent government. Prime Minister Keir Starmer apologized on behalf of the British government. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments on Issues in the News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.